There's something that we're doing different this year. Something different. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I'm going to see if you can guess. It's called the WOW Tribute. W-O-W. But I want you to guess. And the SMS number is 072-786-1548. That's 072-786-1548. And the email address, smr@radioislam.co.za. During Ramadan, we'll be doing the WOW Tributes, and we want you to guess what WOW stands for.
WOW, WOW, WOW. What is it?
Who is it?
Maybe it is the code word Radio Islam presenters will use when they're eating the savouries that everybody will be sending after they heard Saturday's program. When Arafat says, does it mean water, watermelon, like, you know, you're offering... No, WOW doesn't stand for any of that. Words of wisdom, WOW, words of wisdom.
Ah, okay.
Then there's one that says the world of the web.
And a bit of a shot in the dark, eh?
Yeah.
Wisdom of worship.
Wisdom of worship. Indeed a shot in the dark. Rajman bil Ghaib, Jazakumullah for the try. I see a lot of SMSs, Marana, and some of them very interesting. World of winners. This one says world of wishes. This one says world of wars. I really like how people are thinking, and actually it's giving us ideas for the future. Ooh, wisdom of wives. WOW, they say it stands for wisdom of wives. Another one says wise old women. This one says watch our wives, or watch our way. Work or worship. Very, very interesting. War of Wives. Uh-huh.
Mulana?
Ji.
Without our worship.
Nope.
Mulana Sulaiman.
Alhamdulillah, ji.
Where's our wife?
Where's the wife? That's a good question, but unfortunately not the right one for this program.
As we continue to wow our audience further, listeners have been left in a state of curiosity, but all will be revealed at its prescribed time.
Prepare to be in awe of the WOW tribute.
It promises to be something special. Keep listening to Radio Islam as we unravel the mystery of the WOW tribute.
Allahu Allah, 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 Rabbana, ya Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana.
WOW, WOW, WOW. What is it?
Who is it?
This should give you the answer. Early mornings, late nights, certainly not 9 to 5. More likely 24/7, 365 days a year. No overtime, no bonuses, and certainly no leave. Yet, the woman of wonder strives to achieve her dreams, aims to meet her goals, and fights to overcome her challenges, all from the confines of her home. Her perseverance in the face of opportunities and setbacks alike lead her to her success in her office, more commonly known as her home. The phenomenal achievements of Muslim women from within their homes is seldom recognized and almost never rewarded. Well, that's about to change. Radio Islam prays tribute to you, woman of wonder, aka the WOW tribute. Send us your stories of success. You deserve the accolades. You have earned the praise. Tell us how you made a success of your life from home. That's the answer. WOW stands for woman of wonder. Woman of wonder. How many got it correct? That's interesting. Well, we received hundreds of SMSs, and I think about 5 got it correct. And the lucky sister that gets those 2 CDs is Sister Aisha from Lodium. Now, what is this all about? We're asking you to send us your stories of success. We want to profile those women who have achieved from within the confines of their home. Once we get all these stories together, we'll be showcasing them during the month of Ramadan. We'll be reading out these various stories, and we'll then have winners and some amazing and fantastic prizes for those whose stories are chosen. The whole purpose behind it is to acknowledge the achievements of women from within the confines of home. As it says here, that for very long it has gone unrecognized and it has never been rewarded, and we want to change that here at Radio Islam.
Now that all has been revealed, O woman of wonder, keep listening to Radio Islam for further details and updates on the WOW tribute, only on Radio Islam.
Ya Rabbana, 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 خدا یارو رحمت کا دریا یارو ربنا یا ربنا ربنا یا ربنا وہ محبوب خدا یارو
واو Wow, wow. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. The Woman of Wonders strives to achieve her dreams, aims to meet her goals, and fights to overcome her challenges from the confines of her home. Her perseverance in the face of opportunities and setbacks alike lead her to success in her office, more commonly known as her home. The phenomenal achievements of Muslim women from within the confines of their homes is seldom recognized and almost was never rewarded. Well, that's all about to change. Radio Islam pays tribute to you, O Woman of Wonder, in our WOW tribute. Send us your stories of success. You deserve the accolades. You have earned your praise. WOW us with your story on how you made a success of life from your home.
I am sure that many of our women have started putting pen to paper. O Woman of Wonder, remember, your story should be approximately 600 words. Write it, fix it, tweak it, get all your I's dotted and your T's crossed. And keep listening to Radio Islam for further details on when to start sending in those amazing stories.
Men folk, you too can single out your Woman of Wonder and help give her achievements the recognition it deserves. Keep listening to Radio Islam for more information on rules, prizes, etc. Prizes to be announced shortly.
Assalamu alaikum, welcome back to In Touch, and that gives you an idea of what we're going to be chatting about for just the first half of today's program. We're talking about the WOW tribute. And I think many of you have been listening to the promos, have listened, heard Mulana Salman Rawat talk about it on his program as well. But I would also like to chat a little bit in terms of this tribute. I think from a woman's perspective, and, you know, answer, I think, some of the questions I think people may be asking. I think many people are sitting back and wondering, you know, what should they write, when should they write, what should they do with their stories. And the first, like I said, this few minutes in terms of talking about the WOW tribute, will just give you an idea in terms of what you should do, what you shouldn't do. And, you know, I think many of you may have even started writing your stories, or many are currently sitting with their parents, wives, grandmothers, and putting the stories together. And, you know, putting it down on paper, like we said, fixing it and tweaking it and making, you know, just making sure that everything's okay with the stories. And but yet many others may be sitting at home thinking they're not quite sure what to expect, what is expected of them, and what they should do with their stories. So I've put down some questions that I think many of you will be asking. And if you have any questions, give us send me an SMS on 0728671700. That's 0728671700. Lines will be open later on in today's program. But for now, I'd just like to talk about, I think, the first question many people are asking. And many women would be asking this question, especially those who go out to work, is that why have we made this tribute for women that work from home, or women that have achieved stuff from home? Now, I think many would understand why we would do that, and many may still be asking the question, but why? For me, I think, and for many of us, think about it. I mean, women that work outside the home, women that have their success outside of the home, you know, they get recognition for a job well done from their bosses, from their colleagues. If they've done a wonderful job, they get a promotion. If they've done a wonderful job, they get a bonus, for example. They get paid for the job outside the home. They get financial reward. They get recognition from those around them. But women that are at home facing challenges, building a business, studying, looking after the sick, or doing even community work, they seldom get recognition. They don't feel valued. I mean, many women. I know that there are many women who do get feel valued by their families, who do get appreciated by their families. But I don't think there's so much of recognition in terms of what they've achieved. There isn't enough recognition with regard to what they've achieved. And that is why we've decided the WOW tribute will be to those who have achieved from within the confines of their home. It's about giving them that feeling that you are worthwhile. You don't have to go, you know, you didn't have to go outside, find a job outside in order to feel worthwhile. You didn't have to get a paycheck, for example, or, you know, get recognition by different types of bonuses and stuff. So what we're saying is that we would like to value women, you know, from within the home context. And I think it just gives people this boost, boost your morale for those who are in a position where they've only started out dealing with challenges. They've only started out looking after a sick parent. They've only started out trying to do community work. They've only about started out, you know, looking after a little baby, or having the challenges of, for example, disability. So there's a lot of stuff that you could write about. I mean, for those wondering, is their story worthwhile? I mean, just think about your life. Sit and put down, you know, ideas about what you've been through in your life, and that will give you an idea of how much you've achieved. So I think many women listening right now may think, you know, if my life wasn't that exciting, but sit and put, you know, for all of you that are listening, just, I think, for the sake of thinking about what your life's been like, how much you've done, how much you've achieved, do it for your sake, even, you know, if you may not feel very comfortable sending the story in. But you'll be surprised when you end that story and when you finish with all the challenges that you've dealt with, and you may actually think, you know what, I deserve to have this tribute, I deserve to have my story sent into the radio station, and, you know, it may actually get chosen, and we may actually read that story out. So let's talk about who can enter. We're talking about any woman with a story to tell, a true life story. You know, somebody rising, somebody who's risen to the challenges, beating the odds, and coming out just with their head held quite high. And, you know, many times people may feel that they haven't, like we said, haven't achieved in terms of many things. There's some women who have gotten through, for example, a depression. There's some women who have gotten through disability. They've brought up people, they've looked after people with disabilities. All of these things, you know, or being involved in community or starting your own business from home. These are things that are extremely challenging when you're sitting at home. You know, for one who goes to work, they have that, they have a bit of, I guess, space away from that challenge. If there's a, you have a child with a disability and you have to go to work, you have a few hours in the day away, and somebody else, a caretaker, will take care of your child. But if you have a child with a disability and you're at home, you've got to deal with this day in and day out 24/7. So I guess in that sense, you know, just being able to keep your head up high, for those of you who have been through it, it will be your chance to motivate those who are going through the difficulties, who are feeling the, you know, the challenge of just being a woman that is at home. All right, just I would like to give you some details with regard to that, and then we can go on to today's program, which is going to be about women exploiting their strengths. So I guess very much in touch with what we're talking about in terms of the WOW Tribute. But with regard to specifics about the WOW Tribute, we just thought that since we've gotten our first story in, alhamdulillah, via email, and we're very grateful for that, many people are still writing their stories, and they don't really know what it is that we need when they send in those stories. So firstly, I'd just like to mention that there's a few criteria with regard to sending in your stories. And let's just go through them. Now, this criteria is available on the website. So you go onto Radio Sound's website and you can go check out the WOW Tribute there. And all of these criteria are there on the website. Also, we'll have flyers available at Radio Islam's reception for you to come and pick up and just have a look at if you want to write the story and you're not sure exactly what we're looking for. Some of the criteria and the details that we need to accompany every entry. First is the name, which is the actual name of the person. And then also name for on-air purposes, which is optional. For example, Ummi Muhammad, for example. You know, some people may want to write their story but not want to be known by their first name. So, first of all, we need your actual name on the entry. We need your name for on-air purposes, which is, for example, Ummi Muhammad. Also, an ID number, a physical address, a landline number, and a cell number. So that's name, actual, name for on-air purposes, which is optional, your ID number, your physical address, your landline number, and your cell number. All right? Now, the next part is pretty important in terms of the tribute, because in order for our own checks and balances and our own cross-references, we need two references to be included with each entry. So the reference of person that lives with the applicant, and the person that lives with the applicant, we need their name and relationship to the applicant. And then also the reference of the person that does not live with an applicant. So we need one that lives with you and one that doesn't live with you. And the second will be, the details of the second, we'll need the name, relationship to an entrant, physical address, and a landline number. All right, so those are some important details that we've gone through, which is, let's just go through them again quickly. The criteria for the Women of Wonder entries, so it's your actual name, the name for on-air purposes, your ID number, a physical address, a landline number, a cell number. And then two references to be included with each entry. Your first reference of a person that lives with you, which is their name and relationship to you. And then the reference of a person that does not live with you. Name, relationship to the entrant, physical address, and landline number. Hopefully you've had a pen, written some of it down. If you haven't, like I said, these details are available on the website, as well as at Radio Islam's reception. For those of you who have any questions, there's the SMS line 072-867-1700. That's 072-867-1700. We're talking about the WOW Tribute. We're talking about the criteria for the entrance. And I think these are questions that many people will be asking, you know, with regard to what is it they should be sending in to us. Also, some important things with regard to your story. You must your story must not be more than, it should be around plus minus 600 words. Also, entries close on the 30th of August. So we're not going to be taking entries through after the 30th of August. That's the first Sunday in Ramadan, inshallah. And please note, this is quite important, that all Radio Islam staff, board members, sponsors of the WOW Tribute and the immediate family members cannot participate. So once again, please note that all Radio Islam staff, board members, sponsors of the WOW Tribute and their immediate families cannot participate. But there's many of you who can participate, and I'm hoping that inshallah you are, you know, writing those stories down and, you know, just looking at the experiences that you've had throughout your life, sometimes smiling, sometimes crying, just wondering how it is that you got through the challenges. And if your stories are done and you're happy with them, here's the submissions. You can send them through via email on wow@radioislam.co.za. That's wow@radioislam.co.za. Or you can fax it to 011-854-7025. That's 011-854-7025. Or you can come in personally to drop off those stories. There is an entry box available at reception. So come in personally to drop off those entries in the entry box, like I said, available at reception. Many of the all of these details available on our website also will be available with flyers at reception. And come in and, you know, if you're not sure, if you have your story written but you're not quite sure about the with regard to all the criteria that we need, you can actually have that with you and, you know, just make sure that all of that criteria and all of that information comes through with that. Coming on to the second part of today's program, where we're talking about the strengths of women. You know, exploiting your strengths, what can you do in terms of exploiting those strengths? Now, remember, we're talking about Women of Wonder, the WOW Tribute, all those details available on the website as well as at reception. Also, for you to send in your submissions, wow@radioislam.co.za, that's your email, or fax 011-854-7025. Or you could also come in personally to drop off those stories. Entry box available at reception. Lines are open, 011-854-7022. We're talking about exploiting your strengths as women. Give us a call, like I said, 011-854-7022, or SMS me on 072-867-1700. That's 072-867-1700. What do you think about exploiting your strengths? How do you do that? Have you managed to actually understand what your strengths are in order to exploit those strengths? Like I said, send an SMS, give us a call. It will be wonderful hearing from our women with regard to, you know, the thing, the idea of just understanding what your strengths are. Now, you know, we talk a lot about positive thinking and exploiting your strengths, and we've been doing that a lot on the In Touch program recently. And when we say exploiting your strengths, it's almost a contradiction. You know, many times it's like exploitation is often seen in a quite a negative light. And strength, on the other hand, is something quite positive. But, or is it? You know, is strength always a positive thing? Now, I think about the fact that when a man has the strength to physically abuse his wife, that takes on a negative connotation. So many things have a positive as well as a negative. And life can never be all black or white, you know, all positive or all negative. Many of us live our lives in that very safe area, the gray part. There's no extreme in that gray area. We'll feel safe and secure in that area. So we never ever, well, we don't get out of that, you know. So what is grey area I'm talking about? It's a place where we just conform, you know, the place where we don't have to make important decisions. We sit back. We don't have to be held responsible because ultimately decisions taken are not ours. So we can't be blamed for anything that we do. But let's just think about, what does it say about us if we don't take on responsibility for doing certain things or making decisions because we're too afraid to do that? What does it say about us as people? Well, basically, you know what? We have to attempt to actually get out of the gray area, that safe, comfortable space that we have been used to for so many years, and make a decision to choose. Now, many people might think, you know, what am I talking about? Choose? What are you really talking about? Well, firstly, you need to choose how to see yourself. And many a times we choose to see ourselves in a negative light. We choose to see ourselves in a light where we are not, you know, we don't see ourselves for the positives that we do or the strengths that we have. And the first step towards recognizing your strength is knowing who you really are. That is something that we speak about often in terms of who am I. How do we see ourselves, and we don't really think about that very often. Who am I? Do we ever look within and ask, who am I? Now, I think we all got to just take a few seconds each day to think about who are we as people. As a woman, we have so many roles. We have so many roles of mother, wife, housekeeper, chauffeur, you know, tutor, gardener, and sometimes just a DIY person all the time. So we have so many different roles, but we never know who we are from within, the values that we have, and, you know, the ideas that we have about certain things. We're always afraid to put forth our ideas or put forth our, you know, what we think in our value systems as well. Now, we've got so many shoes to fill as women, but and such a great responsibility. So why then are so many women undermining themselves and the role that they play in life? Why do they feel so inferior yet carry such great responsibility? They carry a great, great responsibility, but they still don't feel like they're worthwhile. Now, you know, I think this fits in very well with what we're talking about in terms of the WOW tribute. Exploiting your strengths, understanding your strengths, looking at your strengths as a woman. Look at what you've done. Look at what you've achieved. Look at what you've done over the years and how you've gotten through the difficulties and the challenges. And many times you may see yourself in a negative light that you're not, you're unable to cope or you're unable to do, you know, good things. But when you look at yourself and you write your story down, you'll realize how much of strength you actually have. You may not have seen it. Somebody else may write your story for you and they may see the strength. Your strength. They may see the strength that you have within you, but you may not actually see that strength. So just look within and, you know, find the strength and find the value systems that you live with and appreciate yourself for who you are and what you are. And I think that's quite important in terms of women, just appreciating yourself. We often look for appreciation in different areas. We look for appreciation from other people, but we look for appreciation in other people, from other people, but we often don't get it. And we've got to start looking within. I think that's the main thing, is starting to look within, starting to find what is important to us, and making sure that we exploit those strengths. We're talking about exploiting your strengths as women. And I'm talking about basically how we do not, we often look at our negative points as women. And we look at, we allow people to criticize us, we, you know, allow people to degrade us, we allow people to treat us badly. And we allow people to make us believe that we are worthless and we're weak. And we need to understand is, do you value yourself as a person? You're often doing so many things that you don't sit back to think about whether you value yourself as a person. And, but the big question is, can you value yourself if you are allowing other people to put you down? You know, many times, like I said, you get degraded and criticized and treated badly and you allow this to happen. I mean, it can only happen to us if we allow it to happen. And what happens is that you obviously do not value yourself as a person. So, you know, if you do not value yourself as a person, imagine other people are not going to value you for who you really are. And we tend to blame everyone around us for our misery. You know, what we tend to say, you know, this is what they are doing to us. But I often believe this is what we are allowing people to do. You know, nobody can make you feel bad about yourself without your consent. And that is the truth. That is really the truth, is that we give people consent by believing what they say about us. And we need to change that. We need to start recognizing that we can make a difference in our own lives. We make such a difference in the lives of others. And we try so hard as women, I think, to be good mothers and good sisters and good daughter-in-laws and daughters and everything that goes with it, you know, all those roles of, I think, gardener, tutor, everything else that I put in there as well, that we hardly ever sit and take time to, you know, recognize our strengths and look at ourselves in a positive light. I'd like today to be a day where we can actually look at that. Have a look at recognizing your strengths. Take time to recognize your strengths. And I just have, you know, three steps in terms of doing that. The first is to recognize what your strengths are. So sit down and write down what you think you have strength in. Whether it's being a good chef, whether it's being a good mother, whether it's being a good, whatever it is, a good gardener, you're good at your job, whatever it is as a woman that you're good at. Write it down, you know, something that you can see physically on paper. And that will make you understand what your strengths are. And once you recognize those strengths, another thing to do is to affirm those strengths by believing in yourself. So it's one thing to say to yourself, I'm a good cook, but then think, but, you know, I often burn the food or do something silly, you know. So what you need to do is affirm those strengths by believing in yourself as a person. If you believe that you are a good person and you are a good mother, just think about that. Think often that I am a good mother. And then reinforce and expand your strengths. That's the third step, by finding ways to use those positive qualities and strengths in different ways. You know, we need to reinforce that. We need to make sure that if we are good mothers, we continue to be good mothers. If we are good chefs, we continue to enjoy what we do in the kitchen. If we are good gardeners, we actually continue on and we actually become the best that we can be in what we are doing. All right, today's program, we're going to be finishing at 12:30. Unfortunately, there's something else that I've got to get to. But remember, those wow stories, remember, sometimes I think we wonder how we do it ourselves. But remember to send in those stories, write those stories, you know, make them look good. And like I said, email, fax, or come in personally to Radio Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wow, wow, wow.
Early mornings, late nights. Certainly not 9 to 5. Instead, 24/7, 365 days a year. No overtime, no bonuses, and certainly no leave. Yet the woman of wonder strives to achieve her dreams, aims to meet her goals, and fights to overcome her challenges from her office, more commonly known as her home. Her perseverance in the face of opportunities and setbacks alike leads to a success from within the confines of her home. The phenomenal achievements of Muslim women from within their homes is seldom recognized and almost never rewarded.
That's about to change. Radio Islam pays tribute to you, O women of wonder. Send us your story of success. It should include the following: name of the entrant, physical address, landline number, details of one person that lives with the applicant and one that doesn't. Wow us with your stories of success and keep them plus minus 600 words. Entries close on the 30th of August. Please note that all Radio Islam staff, board members and their respective families cannot participate. Submissions can be made in the following ways: email wow@radioislam.co.za, fax 011-854-7025, or come in personally to drop off those stories. Entry box available at reception.
You deserve the accolades. You have earned the praise. Women of wonder, touching lives, one inspirational story at a time.